You know, I always try to end the show with a little hope. Imagine if you've basically been locked out of your house for a year. Literally. Dr. Tiffany Osborne is a professor of surgery and emergency medicine at Washington University. She works at the ICU at the Barnes Jewish Hospital in Missouri. When the pandemic started a year ago, she was obviously in the ICU and the surgery, so she was concerned about exposing her husband and her two kids. So she went to the extraordinary length of getting a camper and sticking it in the driveway of her home and living in a camper so she didn't possibly infect her family. Well, the doctor is coming out of the camper. That's right. A year in a camper to keep her family safe. What a mom. And she's on the line with us now. Dr. Osborne, welcome to the program.
Oh, Evan, thank you for having me. It's such an honor to be with you. Thank you for inviting me.
It is absolutely our pleasure. Okay, take us. Let's start right now. After a year in a camper, and we'll go back in a minute, but just take us to the moment where you stepped back after a year into your home and hugged your kids and your husband. What was that like, Doc?
Everybody was excited. We were all happy. You know, my husband had already broken out this little bottle of wine for us, and you know, we were celebrating for sure. We were just really happy to be back together on a consistent basis.
You know, part of me, I thought, Dr. Osborne, I thought, gosh, I hope she doesn't walk home and say, you know what, I like it in the trailer, guys. I'm not coming home. But that did not happen.
Yeah.
That did not happen. You're not going in the camp. So, okay, take us back to a year ago. How did this all start?
Right. Well, and first, you know, I have to tell you that, you know, as I feel very appreciative and excited and blessed to be back in my house full time with my family. At the same time, I would also feel remiss if I didn't recognize all of those people who didn't make it home to theirs. And I just want those families to know that we think about you and we pray for you and that you're in our minds. But for us, when
well
we
said,
came back
way, well
into,
said.
Yeah, when we made the decision, it was right in the, you know, middle of March, when it was coming, you know, in the United States, in St. Louis, and my husband and I just kind of looked at each other, and at that point, as you remember, we were not completely sure about how it was, you know, what the transmission, we knew that it was by oral secretions, but we weren't completely sure how contagious it was. We weren't completely sure all of the mechanisms by which it could be transmitted. And I work in the emergency department and the intensive care unit. And I had helped set up the COVID intensive care units in our hospital and helped with a lot of the guidance for how to take care of these patients. So I was going to be working with them every day, hours out of the day. And the question was, did I feel confident and did my husband feel confident that I couldn't be bringing something back to them? And it's the same fear that all of the healthcare workers, what I'm describing to you is what all the healthcare workers, nursing, respiratory therapy, providers, we all felt the same thing. And that is, how do we do our job and take care of the community, but also take care of our family? And not do it at the expense of our family. And so as we were going through all of this, my son had this great idea of me living in the garage, which my answer to that was, do you know me? You know, there's right. No way I'm living in the garage. But we did decide that a camper would be the way to go. And so my husband and I went out and we took the money that we were saving for an extension to the house. We'd been saving and had some money put aside. We use that to become the camper in the driveway.
The camper in the driveway. So how long did you go before you got to hug your kids or hug your husband? Like how much distance did you have for this last year?
Oh, you know, that's such a good question. So the first 6 weeks I was exclusively in the camper and I thought I was just going to lose my mind. I mean, I can
right.
totally completely understand what it's like for people. And even though I was in my driveway and we had socially distanced dinners together, and so I could talk with them, I had this little sofa outside my trailer where the kids would sit, and I would sit on the steps of the trailer so we could talk and reengage. But I was not able to hug them, to give them a kiss on their head, to sit down with my son and do his homework with him. And so for the first 6 weeks, it was full time in the camper. And like I said, I thought I was going to lose my mind. So at that point, we bundled all of my clinical time together. And then I would take a test at the end of that clinical time. And then whatever days were left remaining of that month, I would have in the house.
Wow. You know, it's funny because at the beginning of the pandemic, right at the beginning, my wife got sick. We couldn't get a test here. So she had to be in our bedroom for 14 days before we could get even a test. That's how bad things were. We have two kids as well. No one could see her. We'd bring her through the door. I was sleeping in a different room. The kids were. She couldn't have any contact with us for 14 days. And I remember it was March last year. And there were times when she was just so low, stuck in that room. And it was just 14 days. We actually got a bunch of neighbors. We got our guitars. We played a little concert on the snowy lawn. And we have a picture. We just looked at it because it was about a year ago, where she's through the screen looking at us all singing up to her like she was stuck in some prison. And it was lonely. And I was thinking about you in the camper when your family's there. And, man, it must have been lonely. So you're out. And I'm speaking to Dr. Tiffany Osborne, a surgeon and emergency room medicine doctor at Washington University in the ICU in Missouri. So now this has been really inspirational to a lot of people. In the meantime, I just want to mention what you were seeing. You saw the worst of this pandemic. The United States has will lose 550,000 people. You must have seen some really hard things, doctor.
You know what? We did. And you bring up a really important point, because I will tell you that, you know, I worked alongside my nursing colleagues, my respiratory therapy colleagues, you know, other providers. And I have to tell you that I personally witnessed the strength and compassion and the beauty of humanity and these colleagues of mine who delivered care at the bedside. I mean, these are people who really differentiated between providing care and being caring. And it was amazing to work beside them, I would have to say. And you think about the courage of a lot of my providers. I mean, it's one thing for me, but think as well about, like, think about the custodial services that had to go in and clean the rooms, right?
Everybody
to see somebody.
Dr. Tiffany Osborne, as we come to the end of our show, you're right. The courage of you and the frontline workers, not just at work, but I think what your story brings home is how this never left work, and you brought it home, and you lived in your camper in your driveway. I'm glad you're reunited with your family, Dr. Tiffany Osborne. I thank you for sharing your story with Canada.